I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
All right, listen up. Before we go any further, I'm going to lay down a few rules, all right? Commandment number one, shut the hell up. Commandment number two, shut the hell up. Commandment number three, shut the hell up.
Could you maybe, like, shut up for 5 minutes?
I am excited. Because I have so much stuff to tell you, but the whole problem with this podcast is that I talk too much. But first, this is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She talks too much and doesn't let me get a word in edgewise. That's not true. I can't believe you always steal my intro.
I had no idea. And with me today is my lovely partner. I am very envious of her weekend plans, previous weekends. Not because cleaning out the garage and an all-day pajama party sounds like fun. Okay, most that does. But because I did not get to spend this past weekend with her.
I know, we've had a tradition going.
Mm-hmm. Her name is?
Amy Nichols.
Now, wait before you talk. I am poking fun at your weekend. Because I kept asking you what your weekend plans were, and you said
that I was going to clean out the garage and go to band auditions.
But whenever I first started working here, Russ Face would always come up to me and ask me every Monday. He's like, what'd you do this weekend? What'd you do? And then I still had a weekend job. I was working overnights doing traffic. And so after he asked me the first couple of weekends, I was like, you know, just don't even ask me anymore. If I do anything, I'll let you know. Because I felt stupid because it was weeks on end. Yeah. What'd you do this weekend? Oh, I just, you know, worked at my other job. I mean, trying to make ends meet, blah, blah, blah. So I never had any exciting stories.
And then you stomped on my parade whenever I don't have very interesting weekend plans.
I'm just sad that I didn't see you.
Yeah.
But I'm also mad at myself because we had so many plans for the last episode, our little wine party that we had. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to introduce stuff like, hey, here's this news story. It pairs well with box wine. Hey, here's this. It pairs well with a fancy glass of champagne. Oh no, and then I just completely went off the rails and talked and talked and talked.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I just think that it didn't go as planned.
It didn't go as planned. I don't think that it was an absolute waste or anything like that. But then the problem is, even though I talk too much, I don't communicate with you. So then after we got finished, I looked over and you had a full sheet of stuff that you were intending to talk about.
One of the only times I've ever come prepared.
So it made me feel bad. And also, we don't have any ideas for this week. So I figured we talk too much. Go, Amy.
Okay. So this is classy versus trashy continued. Mm-hmm. Really, it's just kind of bullet point. I don't know. They're very obvious. There's going to be no discussion about it whatsoever.
We'll see about that. I can talk. Go ahead.
So, duck face in a picture versus just a plain old smile. Like, just smiling in a picture.
I hate duck face, and I don't even think that it's intentional anymore. I think people have gotten so used to that pose that it's not, let's do a duck face and be ironic. One of my cousins is so guilty of it. And she has a kid, and her kid sit there and do duck
face
in their photos. And she scrunches up her forehead. And I judge her so hard because I'm just like, no to the duck face. And why does your forehead look like that?
I'm just guilty of not being able to smile. I hate my smile because my upper lip curls and way too much of my top row of teeth show. And so I always just open my mouth too wide, or I'm just trying not to smile because I know it's horrible. So I'll do anything but a normal smile, which is trashy in my opinion.
Which is weird because you have beautiful teeth. Most people who don't want to smile are trying to hide their ugly teeth.
I need to train my upper lip to do what it's supposed to do.
See, I have no lip, but I still smile anyway. But I have absolutely no lip. I got it from my dad. Whenever I was a child, I would sleep with I would press my lips up and kind of sleep like that, where I'm making myself have
my
a top lip.
Goodness.
Because I wanted a top lip as a child.
Now, I've heard of the penny taped to the belly button, trying to push in the belly button, like just old wives' tales, things like that. But I've never heard of anyone holding their upper lip.
And that also means that my self-esteem has been so low for so long that I did that as a child. Nobody told me I didn't have a lip. I just knew I didn't have a lip and it bothered me.
No, I think you have a beautiful smile.
Well, but I've seen lip injections too, and I'm not going to go there. No offense to other people who will, but I'm personally not.
Yeah.
I can't do the lip injections because you can get a good job or you can get a really, really bad job.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate for women because we just have a lose-lose situation. Either we walk around with what we have or maybe look out and get something good, get good surgery, or there's others that just look like the late Joan Rivers. I mean, yeah. I've gone to art museums before and I'm around all these rich people and the women look like Joan Rivers. And I'm just like, that is so unfortunate. I know that you're trying the hardest that you can, but now look at you.
Yeah. And you got to make fun of that too. Like,
I feel bad for women, me included. I feel bad for me.
I feel bad for you. And I feel bad for me.
Like, how you feel worse for me than you.
I just put him in the wrong order, maybe. Okay, so here's another one. Classy versus trashy. Mm-hmm. Revenge versus just karma working itself out. You know, just calm down. You know, let Mother Earth and nature just figure itself out and even it out. Yeah.
But karma can take too long, though.
It can, and I'm always one to seek revenge. So I'm trashy on that part.
I don't do revenge, but I am petty, though. Like last night, my husband, he came to bed sick and coughing and he knew it was going to wake me up. Whereas I think you need to be more considerate. If you're sick, go to the other bedroom.
Yeah.
We don't sleep in separate bedrooms.
There's other options and there's no reason that y'all have to sleep together. And yeah.
Yeah. So I got up. He comes to bed coughing his face off. Instead of getting sympathy from me because it's 2:00 in the morning and I'm about to get up anyway, I grabbed my Yogi Bear doll and my phone and went to the other bedroom and slept. So whenever I had to get up and start getting ready for work, I'm like flipping all the lights on and I'm being loud. I was going to get ready in the bathroom with the door open, but then I thought that was too much. So I was just loud and I didn't kiss him whenever I left. And he's accused me of not giving him a kiss before I leave anyway, just because he's still asleep.
Yeah.
But I know that he was awake because he was coughing. So he knows that I did not kiss him. So that's me being petty.
Ooh, there's going to be a discussion later, I'm sure.
No. He'll
doesn't. Let it go. He'll just let it go. He won't seek revenge.
He knows that I'm mad. No, but. Oh. Okay. I have to tell you something petty my friend did in a minute. But we just recently had our insurance meeting, right?
Yeah.
For Yay Network's company. I thought maybe my husband wanted to get on my insurance. So I brought all my insurance information home. Well, he doesn't want to get on my insurance, but he has texted me multiple times today to make sure that I am on our free life insurance policy because apparently we have a free life insurance here that is of no charge to us. He has texted me, Amy, 3 times about it. I even went to Claudia and asked her if I am enrolled in this insurance, and I do not know why. This is on top of the life insurance that he already took out on me without my permission.
Mm-hmm.
What up?
He's going to kill you.
I'm going to collect on him. He is not going to collect on me. I refuse.
You're so stubborn.
But sorry for talking too much. I do have to tell you, I went and visited my best friend Bonnie this past weekend. And it was under sad circumstances. Her grandmother passed away and I'm not able to go to the funeral. So I went down this past weekend to help them with the funeral arrangements and just kind of be there for her. And while I was there, her mother-in-law kept asking her the address to the funeral home. Well, this is something she could have Googled. She knows the name of the funeral home. There's only one.
Some older people don't know, but if she could figure it out. So why was she texting?
So what Bonnie did to be petty, she Googled it just like her mother-in-law should, screenshotted it and sent it to her. That way she couldn't just
click on it
and get the address that way. That way she'd still have to type it out or just Google it and touch it that way.
Wow.
I thought that was genius.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of a slap in the face too. So, oh gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I'm sure I could summon super, super close to me, but maybe she just wanted the mother-in-law, just wanted to keep in contact with Bonnie through this hard time, and it was the only way she could think of doing it. I'm always trying to defend people's bad decisions. I don't know why.
Bonnie is the nicest person I know, and she was in complete beast mode, though, because we're sitting outside talking to her mom while she's doing this, and she's all, she can just Google it herself, and this, this, and this, and I'm like, damn, Bonnie, that's kind of petty. Like, I wouldn't do that, and I love my in-laws, not to say that she doesn't love hers, right. But, you know, I especially would not be taking that tactic against my in-laws. And she's like, well, you know, I like them, but they just get on my nerves. They know whenever they get on my nerves. But, I mean, it's the same thing with my mom. If I spend too much time with my mom, she gets on my nerves, too. And I'm just like, Bonnie, you don't have to say that right now. Yeah. So we all just kind of laughed about it.
Man, that girl is stressed out.
She was savage for sure this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I made a little note here. You know, revenge versus karma, knowing what to say, when to say it, and when to stop.
That can be applied to everybody.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. I have a difficult time with this one. Accepting a compliment versus downgrading myself. That's trashy. Just accept it, say thank you. But I always think it's either not true, they don't mean it, or that I don't deserve it. I don't know. But I should just be able to swallow my pride or whatever it is and say thank you very much.
You should. You are bad at that, but a lot of women are too. I'm not. I'm like, thanks. But a lot of women, if you say something, oh, you look very nice today. Oh, well, thanks. I look fat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think everybody's kind of bad at that, and you shouldn't highlight your flaws. Just take it if somebody's going to give you a compliment.
Yeah.
But you'll say something and I counter that with a compliment and you're like, shut up, I wasn't asking for a compliment. And I'm like, well, I'm not just feeding you what you want to hear. I know that that's not what you want to hear. That's really what I feel.
Yeah, I try to shut that down quick. Okay, this is my last one, but I also have a story too. Having drinks versus having drinks.
Having drinks.
I think I have more drinks than drinks, which is trashy. I mean, why drink alcohol? Why waste the calories if you're not gonna get smashed, really?
And I hate it whenever somebody drinks my drink if I'm drinking a vodka treat. I like vodka water and sweet tea Mio. If somebody goes to take a sip of my drink and then they're like, ooh, that's strong. And I'm like, get out of here. Why are you drinking my drink? And now you're judging me.
Yeah, get out of here.
And for some reason, I cannot make a Bloody Mary because I make my Bloody Marys like I make my vodka drinks. And that's just with way too much vodka.
Yeah.
And Bloody Marys, you can't do that because the tomato juice doesn't camouflage it, whereas everything else does. So if I pour
really?
A little bit heavier, yeah, you need bottom layer of vodka and that's it. And so I made my friend a Bloody Mary the other weekend, and she was like, can't. And she poured most of it out and refilled that up with tomato juice. And then I'm like, are you really going to waste that?
I think the tomato juice masks it pretty well. I don't know, but I like my vodka.
Me too. Okay, I do have an update for you.
Okay.
Roomba has resurrected.
No. Mm-hmm. You're kidding.
Zombie Roomba is alive.
Did you do the tutorial and try to fix it yourself?
Oh, God, no. I just stuck the bumper back on her and she started. Now, she's half-assing it. She's complete woman now. She does what she wants when she wants. So she's not 100%, but I have only cleaned my floors once. So
wow.
She, for the most part, is back to up and running and I'll clean her out every single day to make sure that she is running. And she is. As long as I can keep that bumper on her, she's doing good.
Yeah.
So worst case scenario, duct tape or tutorial. I don't know. But right now, she's running fine.
Well, congratulations. She just crawled right out of the ground, didn't she?
Yeah.
You're ready to bury her.
Yeah.
So I bought a redneck wine glass. It's a mason jar on top of a wine glass stem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the classy part in quotations that I'm trying to tell you because I bought it for a gift for someone else. But the trashy part was that I kept it because I liked it so much. Isn't that the worst?
I thought you were going to say a red solo cup because that's also like the redneck wine glass on
but
a stem.
Is it glass? Have you seen a glass? Mm-hmm. Red Solo cup? Oh, okay.
So this is the legit mason jar.
Yeah. And it's great until I broke it.
You broke it already?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah. I caught it at Canton. You know that?
Little city?
Yeah. It's not just a city. It's like a whatever. It doesn't matter.
Like trade days or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was the first time that I'd been, and it was pretty great. I don't know if you've ever been to one of those.
I have, not there. So you bought it, liked it, and broke it already?
Yeah. And that's just karma. I was going to give it to someone else, and it broke on me.
But hey, it's okay, because we have our Christmas party coming up, our company Christmas party, so you can just buy another one, give it as a white elephant gift, and take it back yourself, because you have done that before.
Have I?
Yeah, you and Josh brought walkie-talkies like the first year that we did it because you wanted them yourselves. Yeah. And so you went and picked your own gift and kept it.
We did.
For the white elephant
gift. Totally did. Those broke too.
Karma.
Yeah. Shoot.
So I have to tell you, this is completely random, and I know we're all over the place, but it's because I like to talk, and Amy's talking now too. I'm allowing it.
Thank you.
I received the weirdest / smartest parenting advice ever this weekend.
You don't need parenting advice.
Well, but.
Are you sharing it with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because I didn't know other people felt this way. That's what I thought was so awesome and weird. So I'm hanging out at Bonnie's mom's, and Bonnie has 5-year-old Weston and then almost 2-year-old Benjamin.
Kylo. Yeah.
And Weston's my boy. Him and I are great.
Until he colors on your couch.
Wrong kid.
But, oh, really?
Well, yeah, that was somebody else's kid. That wasn't him.
Oh.
I was afraid he was going to throw up on my couch, though. That I felt like such a bad person because we had a new white couch and he was sick. And I'm just like, don't let that kid throw up on my couch. And then I was like, what is wrong with me?
No.
Anyway.
I'm going to just stop you for just a second. When my kids were sick, well, even if they weren't sick, whenever they were potty training or anything, they weren't allowed to sit on the adult couch. They have a kid couch.
I think that's great.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to sit on because they would ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, go ahead.
So little Benjamin is almost 2 and he's really clingy and he's getting to the terrible 2 stage. Well, he goes into this just crazy, insane fit. He is scream, crying, bloody murder, tears, everything else. Well, I take him and I am ruthless. So I take him and I'm like, I'm going to win. You're going to quit crying. Your mom needs a break. Like, stop. I even took him outside and everything. This little boy would not stop. I mean, he was pissed. He was so mad. So eventually Bonnie comes outside and takes him from me and she goes back inside the house and I'm sitting out on the porch swing with my friend Amy. And I was just like, oh my God, that kid, he's just, you know, he's making me want to leave. Like, shut up already. And Amy's like, yeah, well, you're used to it. Whenever you're a parent, it doesn't bother you that much. And I'm like, really? You don't want to throw him up against the wall and see if that works? Because that's what I want to do. And Amy was like, that's perfectly natural as long as you don't do it. And I'm just like, what? I thought, like, I just don't like babies. But ends up, and then Bonnie came outside after he finally calmed down. Bonnie came outside and she said the same thing. She's like, no, it's perfectly natural to want to throw your kid against the wall. As long as you don't do it, it's fine. But you do get that frustrated.
Sure.
That you think,
oh, yeah.
You know, I would do anything to shut you up right now.
I mean, parents are still humans. That screaming constant in the ear, yeah, it can really get to you. But, yeah, just don't follow through those evil thoughts that you have.
And I never would. I'm not Andrea Yates. But still, I just said that jokingly. Jokingly, not joking. I mean, at that point, you know, I kind of would have punted him if it would have shut him up. But not really. But It made me feel like less of a bad person to hear that other people felt that way too.
And that maybe you could do it one day?
Well, because I was telling Amy that my ovaries were shriveled up and dying. Listen to that kid. Listening to him. So, I don't know. That did give me a spark of hope.
I'll take that back.
But it did make me think, you know, maybe I could do this. If other people think that they could hurt their children and they don't, and I don't hurt other people's children, maybe there's a chance.
Okay, I have a question for you. This is another classy versus trashy. It happened a few years ago. Josh's best friend growing up, his mom was getting remarried, and me and Josh were some of the youngest to be invited because a lot of her guests were her own age and in their late 50s and early 60s. So the wedding was beer and wine. Mm-hmm. And like I've said before, vodka is my fave. And I can't just switch around back and forth. You know, it's, you know, the quote, beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. That doesn't work with me at all.
Because you have a weak stomach. So yeah. You have to stick to one alcoholic beverage.
Right.
Kind.
Right. So I brought a flask to the wedding, which is trashy. But I did this because my mother-in-law, Josh's mom, was also invited because they were so close growing up. And she brought a Nalgene of margarita to the wedding, and John brought a giant purse. And she did it, so why can't I, right? There's nothing wrong with that, right?
I have been known to take a flask with me to places before, never to a wedding, but I don't think that's bad.
But a Nalgene, like,
what is that?
It's like a, maybe a quarter gallon jug. It's the brand is Nalgene, so it's not breakable. It's really durable or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like a jug of tea, but it has margarita mix in it.
Yeah, she brought it in her purse to the wedding.
I like her style.
Yeah.
But I mean, then you have to be careful about
people stealing your drink.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking about pouring it because, I mean, you can't take this big jug out of your purse or this flask out of your purse. You got to be a little bit more discreet.
Yeah, do it under the table.
Yeah, whenever you're pouring it. That would be my only concern.
Yeah.
Jeremy and I went to the very first Dallas Cowboys game at the new stadium, and we didn't know how tight security was going to be. And this is the only football game I've ever been to ever, and it was stupid. Like, I didn't realize that there wasn't a line of scrimmage in a real game. So I'm like looking, and there's no line of scrimmage, and I had no idea what was going on. But anyway, we decided, you know, drinks are expensive, parking's expensive. So we wanted to bring a flask, but we didn't know if we were going to have to go through metal detectors. So we went to like three or four different stores asking them where they keep plastic flasks. And everybody's like, yeah, dude, I don't have any. I'm so sorry. And finally we went to the container store and found him. And he made me carry the flask. We didn't know like where they were going to touch us or anything.
Yeah, that's nerve-wracking.
So I had to
Crotch it.
Yeah. I was going to say wear it like you would a pad, but on the outside of your underwear. Like, I had to wear it there because I know that they're not going to grab my crotch. And no, I wasn't like stuffing or nothing like that. This isn't turkey all up in here or anything, or not Thanksgiving in my pants. But yeah, I had to waddle while I'm carrying a flask and trying to act like everything's okay. And he's like, well, they can't touch you there. And I'm like, they can't touch you there either. Why aren't you putting it in your pants?
That is an excellent point. I guess because girls' pants are tighter, so it wouldn't get loose. Right?
I felt like I was wearing a diaper, though. I mean, that was really weird. And then I got there and I just busted that flask out and it got me through the game. So it was worth it.
You didn't share, did you? I mean, if you have to transport it, it should be all yours.
I shared with him. Mm. Not with people. I shared with him. I have a praise to tell you about Amy.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to drive. My friends and I went to a concert last week, and it was during the week, so I was going to be DD and take my car. Well, I had this part hanging out from underneath my car, and I had it for a while, and I had taken it to the car dealership before, and they said it was an unimportant part, and they just had to fix it back up. It wasn't a big deal. Well,
but they didn't do it?
I did it again, I guess, like hitting something.
Okay.
I don't know, bump in the road, speed bump or something. So I've been riding around like that for who knows how long. Somebody told me like probably a month ago, and I'm like, no big deal. I hadn't been back to the dealership to fix it. Well, I told my friends I was going to drive. I knew I had that problem. I also had my tire light on, and I've needed new tires for forever. So I go to the dealership and they fix that part, and they're like, hey, your tires are bald. Like, you need new tires now. And they gave me prices, and I called up my husband Jeremy about it and talked to him, and he said, absolutely not. You do not get new tires from a dealership. And so they fixed that part. I did have something that they needed to patch in one of my tires. And I'd been driving around with my tire light on for days. And yeah. my car's sensitive. Like, I'm risking it, you know?
Yeah.
Either there could be a problem, there could not be a problem. I really don't care. Well, Jeremy asked me, he said, you've been saving up for tires, right? I screenshotted my bank account and sent it to him. And was like, I don't know what makes you think I've been saving up for anything.
Yeah.
So he met me at another tire shop and paid for my tires.
Yay.
And then I was like, all grabbing in my purse like I'm going to pay for it. Because I would have. I would have just put it on a credit card, you know. But he went ahead and paid it. And then afterwards, I was like, I was going to pay it, babe. Like, I was totally going to pay for my tires. And he's like, it's okay. You can just buy me. He wants me to buy him a shirt for Italy. So I'm going to buy him a shirt.
That's instead. It? That was the trade?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you really made it good.
I know. So I got new tires finally.
That is good. So did he get you the tires after your Roomba started working?
Yes, Roomba started working almost immediately. I came home, I want to say the day after we recorded that podcast, I came home and my Roomba was in the bathroom on my, I have one little bath mat that she'll get stuck on. And I took a picture and I sent it to Jeremy and I was like, did you do something or is Roomba back? And he was like, zombie Roomba. And she's been working ever since.
Resurrected.
So yeah, I mean, she's still not completely reliable, so we may have to one day in the future get another one. But for right now, I mean, I'm sticking it out.
Yeah,
as long as she's going, I'm good. As long as I don't have to do my floors every day, I wouldn't do them every day. Who am I kidding? But still, as long as I don't have to do my floors on the reg, then yeah.
On the reg.
Now, I do have one more issue. Taylor Swift album. Recently yes. came out.
Yes.
And you can get it on iTunes or you can go old school and buy it at the store and it comes with magazine and all this bonus content and it looks really cool, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to own an album because of how much crap I've given Jeremy about having CDs. So can I go to the store and come home with a CD and show it to him proudly?
It's not a 600 disc changer.
This would be my only CD that I have. But I still feel a little bit guilty on the inside. And it also makes me angry because then I start thinking about the CDs that we do have at home and it starts making me mad again.
So why would you go get it? Because you're that much of a fan, you want to go through the magazine or?
Yeah, I'd want to see that stuff. Okay. And then I'd probably just buy it on iTunes because I don't want to have to lug around a CD.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to scratch
but
it.
Can download it right on your computer and then transfer to iTunes or something. I think that's what you can do.
You sound really technical right now. I don't know. All I know is I'm willing to double pay for Taylor Swift because I want that magazine, but I also want her on my phone so I don't have to worry about scratching the CD.
Yeah. So you borrowed the CD from Nick.
I did.
Have you been taking care of it and have you been hiding it from Jeremy?
He doesn't know about it. It is in my car. And I've been taking care of it. It stayed in my CD changer in my CD player.
I hate borrowing things from people. I'm always so nervous. Well, I'm nervous. And then I also don't like lending my things out because I know something bad's going to happen to it. Either it's going to get broken or scratched or I won't ever see it again. They won't return it.
Like that Harry Potter book that I borrowed and lost.
What?
I lost that Harry Potter book.
You lost it?
I told you that. I'm going to buy a new one.
I don't think I heard you say that.
Yeah, I totally lost. I think Jeremy lost it. I think Jeremy lost that and my sleep mask because I don't lose anything. Aww. And it was supposed to be in his bag, either that or I left it on the plane.
I was not ratting you out. I swear. I have no memory of this conversation.
Do you remember what happened whenever Trey let you borrow the Martian book?
Yeah. So I was going on a vacation. I think it was my 10-year anniversary to Mexico. Anyways, I needed some good book reading on the beach, and he said he really enjoyed The Martian. He had a hard copy that he purchased from Half Price Books, so it wasn't brand new. And I was literally on the beach in the sand with the book, and I guess brought home quite a few sand granules in the book, and it was a little tattered from the windy, you know, ocean coming in.
The book looked like you washed it in a washing machine. Like, it was completely destroyed.
It was not as
Half Price Books would not have bought that back from you.
I thought it was funny, and I hope that Trey thought it was funny too. I get a hard time for it.
Okay, Amy, I never let you talk. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think I'm good.
Okay. I would also like to say, I say that jokingly, I just feel like I feel like I am overpowering.
No, I don't think you're overpowering. I am not the type of person, not that I need to fight for the spotlight, but I really don't think I have anything important to say. So I just let anyone go on and say what they need to say because, you know, I'm good.
All the comments we get on social media are about you, Amy, and they're all good. So yeah. Don't disappoint your fans.
And you know how I love compliments. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a nice rating and a comment. Say some pretty things about us. That would be very spectacular. And we will be back soon. Thank you for listening. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Yeah, girl.
Shawty-taw.